Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, years ago, when I was still working for Derry Brownfield, he wrote an article, and I looked high and low in all my old chronicles that he wrote, because I wrote in them too, so I have a copy of every one of them. He wrote an article about the talking heads, and I could not find it at all this morning when I was searching. But it was actually a journalist that was retiring, and he gave a speech, and he talked about the talking heads of today. Well, as I was watching another debate, I don't know about you, but I'm done with the debates. At least last night they were civil. They weren't yelling and screaming and interrupting and calling each other names. And I thought we got a little more information out, but it's the same thing they've been saying, and I'm kind of done with it. I guess the networks like it because they get a lot of ratings. However, I remember my parents complaining after any political speech or any big event thing like that happened, that all of a sudden the talking heads have to explain to you what was really said, whether it was a State of the Union address or some other kind of a speech, as if we're not intelligent enough to figure it out. Well, in my hurry this morning, I could not find that article on the talking heads, and he had something in there about how the talking heads of today are pretty much told what to say. Now, O'Reilly might argue with me on that, and some of the others, but I have seen how they have pretty much gone in the same direction with some differences. But last night, whether you were watching the CNN channel or you flip over to the Fox channel, both of them were going after the leading man, which was Trump, for things that I thought were dumb. And even some of them had found some of it. O'Reilly defended Trump on it. But some of them were claiming that, remember we talked about pledges earlier this week, so we're going to talk about that just a little bit until I find out what you want to talk about. They were trying to parallel Donald Trump with Adolf Hitler, because apparently at one of his rallies, when he was given his little pep talk, he said, "Will you promise or pledge to vote for me?" And they raised their hand. And they said, "Oh, it looked like when they were raising their hands to Heil Hitler." That's stretching, I think. That's stretching a bit. And then last evening, one of the other candidates, and I don't want to pick on them necessarily. I just want to kind of get a feel here for their rhetoric, because it's all rhetoric. But one of them had said something to Donald Trump about making his followers make a pledge to him. "I think we should pledge to the American people." Well, I agree. And that happened to be Ted Cruz. I agree. But let's think back to the very, very first Republican debate. Every single one of them took a pledge. Donald Trump did not on the first debate. He did it later. Took a pledge to the GOP that whoever was the nominee, they would stand by them. They didn't take a pledge to the American people. They took a pledge to the GOP, and I have been upset about that since day one. I think it's arrogant. I think it slaps the American people in the face. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just overly sensitive. But we've seen what they've done in the last several weeks and how they have had their secret meetings and they've scrambled here and they've scrambled there. Rubio's trying now to save his career in politics after some of the things that he did and how he reacted. So that's one thing that I found that they were both talking about. O'Reilly did defend him, but others, such as Megyn Kelly, did not. But then they went off on the gentleman, I use the word loosely, there was apparently a little brawl, a little violent breakout in one of Trump's rallies. Now, we're talking about thousands and thousands of people, and there is the local police, and they're there trying to take guard, keep civility. Well, there were protesters, and the protesters got a little bit nasty, I guess, and somebody else on the other side decided to sucker punch them. So they're blaming Trump for this, saying that he instigates this violent behavior. And I don't believe that. But both sides, the media that calls themselves conservative and the media that calls themselves not, both of them were claiming Trump was a violent man. Because, yeah, I guess at one point in time he'd made some comments, I'd like to smack that guy in the face. Well, how many of us haven't said that? Not that I think that's presidential talk. I don't. But I don't think you can hold him responsible for a fight that takes on in the rally any more than you could hold Ted Cruz or Rubio or Kasich or Ben Carson or someone else responsible if violence breaks out. If somebody gets upset, somebody's toes get stepped on. Then I was watching last evening as they were talking to Obama, and Obama was saying that I didn't cause Trump, as if Trump is a disease right now. Let me tell you what, this is the first time I think I've really agreed with President Obama. He didn't cause this outsider of the Republican Party to rally the American people, to cause a movement, the Trump movement, Trump mania, whatever you want to call it. The GOP caused it. The Republican candidates who got elected back in 2014 are the ones who caused it. They made promises to the American people, not pledges. They made promises to the American people that they would get there, and they would take care of Obamacare, and they would take care of other things, and they did not. The debt has nearly doubled since President Obama took office in 2008. The immigration issue has become such a crisis, we are almost invaded. Violent crimes are taking place by these illegal immigrants that are here. Every single day they take place, and nothing seems to happen. We have a nation that is in turmoil. I was very pleased last night that the debate was civil. Although I'm tired of the debates, I think they're saying the same thing. I've heard it enough. You know, and some of them are just giving campaign speeches. I've heard it enough. Let's move on. Start giving me details. I'm trying to get some of them on the air. You know, I'm kind of small potatoes. I don't know if they'll come on or not, but I'm trying. Doing the best I can with tools I got. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I'm going to talk about Mizzou just a little bit when we come back. If I don't hear from you, and if you don't have something on your mind today, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Got a good-looking woman with her arm down here in a small town.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
David Keithton, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Don't wait till the last segment to make your call at 877-895-5410. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, I promised you I was going to talk about MU a little bit. Now, it's not just MU, but what I have in my hand is MU. But you know, last year, we saw an awful lot of protests. Protests because people wanted safe spaces. Protests because they didn't feel like they were getting a fair shake. And we saw MU hit the Missouri University here in the state of Missouri, right smack dab here in the middle of the state. We saw it break out there. And we have seen how one teacher got in the middle of it, and she has hence lost her job. And rightfully so. Shouldn't have taken so long, but she lost her job. But there are consequences. So for those who are protesting, if you're trying to get a safe space, what you're going to do is just ruin every space. Mizzou faces a $32 million deficit, 20% decline in enrollment after last year's protests. The reputation, when this hit the air, who wants to go to a college when they see that carried on? Who wants to go to a college when they see the teachers joining in such protests? It says following this year's protest, the University of Missouri has been 20% decline in the freshman enrollment for its incoming class and is now operating with a $32 million deficit. As a result, the interim chancellor of the university has sent out a letter detailing their recovery strategy in response to the controversy. Well, I'm not sure about this $32 million deficit. Maybe they have some economic professors over there that could figure that one out. There's consequences. I was talking to someone last night, texting actually, as I was texting to my sister, as we were talking about the debates and how we can't figure out how people don't see things when it's just so clear. Or maybe they're just overly educated. I'm not, and I can see it. I can feel and see when things aren't right. I had one of my listeners that calls me for encouragement earlier this week, and she said, you have, and it's, she says, it's obvious, you have that gift of discernment. I said, well, sometimes it's just a curse, and I'm not always right. But it doesn't take a genius to figure out if you're going to protest on these campuses, if your teachers are going to get involved in this, you're going to lose enrollment. You're going to lose dollars of people promoting you. It hasn't been good for MU, and I'll doubt that it's been good for the other campuses that had to deal with it. A nation that is inside, outside, upside down, doesn't know who it is. We had founding fathers that were fighting and pledging their life, their sacred honors, their fortunes, for liberty, for independence, to be able to live without the thumb of the king every move they made. And now we have protests because somebody's feelings are hurt and they need a safe space. Or we have protests like with Bernie Sanders because they want free stuff. My greatest fear has always been in the last, 15 years, is that the American people truly don't know what it is to be independent. We have been comfortable for so long. Even the poor in America are better off than others in other countries. We have been comfortable and spoiled for so long. We think we're independent because we can go in and out the front door. We've lost that spirit of independence. We don't know what that truly means. And we can see that on the campuses when somebody takes a petition and passes it around to college students to sign a petition to repeal the First Amendment. And they're more than willing to sign it and thank them for putting this out there because people's feelings shouldn't get hurt. Seriously, the parents have failed. I'm just saying. If you're that sensitive, I'm pretty sensitive. But when I get my feelings hurt, I usually know it's not just them, it's me. This nation is waking up. The American people are waking up. And if something like this doesn't slap people on the campuses awake, I don't know what will. Usually when you hit them in the pocketbook, it'll wake them up a little bit. But these are the consequences. And I'm not against protesting when you have a real reason to protest. The young man that led that protest was far from a poor man. He was very privileged. It's crazy, people. It's crazy. Something else that's crazy is a woman that hid her child. She was on Air France. And she hid her child in a carry-on. I wanted to share this with you because I was thinking, you know how, you know, we have all these we have all these checkpoints, we have all these TSA and everybody in these airlines. Well, at least on the American end, this is in France, that are checking everything you have. And you're allowed so many carry-ons. Well, I know that I could have never, ever carried on one of my kids and tried to hide them in a carry-on, a soft fabric carry-on case. That wouldn't have happened. I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have even got to the airport. I couldn't have done it. But this woman hit a child. She hit her on Air France carry-on while flying from Istanbul to Paris. But she was arrested at Charles de Gaulle Airport because the wiggly little child was discovered by the cabin crew. Well, apparently the child had to go to the bathroom. When she got on, she put the carry-on down by her, and she sat in the back of the plane, and she put the carry-on down beside her, and I guess she kind of opened it up so the child could breathe a little better. The child was wiggly and noisy. They didn't really say the age of it, between 1 and 2. I can't imagine hiding a 2-year-old in there. Maybe a child that was under 1. I can't imagine hiding a child that's 1. Of course, mine were walking by then, and I just couldn't imagine doing that. I wouldn't have done it anyway, but I mean, it's under investigation as to whether she was smuggling. She was trying to adopt a child, whether she was smuggling this child for herself or for someone else, so it's under investigation. But I thought it was interesting that she was so desperate that she hid this child in a carry-on, a soft carry-on duffel bag, probably is what it was. It was just crazy. But the passengers recognized the wiggly little piece of luggage that was moving around and turned her in. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I have an article here. This is from Fox Business, and it's regarding the coal mining industry. This is the last gasp for the coal mining industry. You know, President Obama and his administration have taken a war against the coal industry, and they are shutting one down after the other. And it's starting to hurt. It says here that the U.S. coal mining industry, in decline for decades as environmental regulations have steered consumers. Now, I thought this was interesting how they worded this. Steered consumers toward newer, cheaper, and cleaner energy technologies appears to be heading toward life support amid the recent plunge in energy prices. Well, for one thing, it's not cheaper. The coal industry has been the most economical and affordable. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit. Have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have Ray from Texas. Ray, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier in the broadcast about the debate yesterday, and I feel very similar. I've watched 9 or 10 of them, or at least parts of them. And getting kind of tired of the same old rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
But I did notice, as you mentioned, quite a change in tactics yesterday and presentation from two or three of them anyway.
Well, I think the questions were not as pitting either.
Well, that's true. They didn't pit one against the other, and the candidates didn't attack each other with this high 12-year-old mentality.
Yeah, I said like seventh graders.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wish, you know, we've talked about Donald Trump, of course, leading in most of the polls.
Right.
The more I hear of John Kasich, the more I like the guy. I just think realistically, though, he's probably not going very far.
You know, I said in the not last night's, but the debate before, when they really got ugly a couple of debates back, they've been ugly the last two two debates, not talking about last night's. I said, you know, it was bad when I was looking at Kasich, and he was looking better and better all the time.
Yeah, I think he has got some good common sense, down-to-earth experience. He's been to Washington. He's done, from what I gather, a pretty decent job in Ohio. He's just not catching on with the majority of the voters, and probably too little too late.
You know, I've always looked at him as big government. I think every single one of them sitting there is big government, even though Ted Cruz would be the least of all of them up there, I think. They want to claim conservatism and all this and that. But I do think, you know, even when you look at the Democrat side, and I don't agree with anything.
Right.
But when Hillary Clinton talks, I can read her body language and how she says things and her face. She doesn't believe a word she's saying.
I agree with you. Yep.
You look at Sanders, he's as sincere as he possibly can be. He believes everything he's saying, even though I think he's crazy. And I think Kasich, you know, when we first started the debates, I thought Kasich was kind of he always seemed angry.
Okay.
And he seems to have calmed down some. But I do look at him, and I think he is absolutely sincere. I believe he is sincere.
Okay.
And I do think, like I said, I think we're down to the four there that I think that probably, I don't know if they're the best out of the 17. I would have loved to seen Carly Fiorina go head-to-head with Hillary in a debate.
I like Carly. I like Dr. Carson.
Yes. And I have a little something about Dr. Carson. He's actually coming out today endorsing Donald Trump.
He did. He came out with some kind of tweet, a short tweet, and endorsed him. Of course, Trump mentioned that at the debate last night.
Yes, he did. And it's been all over the social media that it was coming. I was a little bit surprised, but not 100% surprised, because I kind of think that the outsiders have, I think they've seen some things that they're going to stick together on.
I think Dr. Carson took, I don't know if this is a lesser of all the evils available to him, but his priority is kind of like mine. The last thing he wants is Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders as president. So you go with the Republicans and you do what you can, and you know, you pick one and go with them.
Now, Ray, I have an article was saying that last night, it's actually a blog, but that somebody writes. I consider those articles, too, just because they're not getting paid and published. But this particular person was saying that he thought that the GOP was giving up last night and conceding. I don't think so. What did you think? Did you think that's the way it appeared?
Conceding to the Democrats?
To Trump.
Oh.
To the fact that he just might win.
Well, I think the so-called establishment, not that I travel in those circles, of course, but I think they're coming around. They're going to shoot themselves in the foot if they keep trying to attack Trump. You know, they're attacking their own side, so to speak, and mm-hmm. giving a clear path to the Democrats.
Well, the thing that, you know, and I don't know if you get to listen every day, but the thing that concerns me, and to me it doesn't matter whether you're a Trump fan or not a Trump fan, that what they have been doing to try and, you know, to do a pun here, Trump the Trump, is really against the people. And they don't like Ted Cruz. They haven't liked him, you know, the establishment, you know. And we had a little discussion on what establishment really is. But when we see these folks and they get on their private jets and they fly into some remote place to discuss how are we going to do this, you need to be concerned. Because I think the arrogance and the plotting and the planning is not against Trump. It's against the people. Whether you're a Trump fan, a Cruz fan, a Rubio fan, a Kasich fan, Ben Carson, or whoever, it's to me, they just don't want the people to have the say. Your choice is only who they give you to choose.
Well, that's probably true and has been for several years.
Oh, absolutely. It's just more blatant right now.
But the fact is, one of those guys who was on the stage last night is going to be the Republican nominee. And if you believe the polls, it's going to be Trump. So you've got a choice. You either vote for Trump or you allow Hillary, probably, a pathway to the White House. God forbid.
Well, you know, it's I don't, you know, I'm not one of these. I said earlier in the show, my boss had an article he wrote about the talking heads, and I don't have. I guess I'm a talker, but I don't know that I'm really I'm not a talking head. I can't predict things. Don't even pretend to. But I, you know, I'm really concerned about what's going on, and I cannot. One thing I was discussing with my sister last night, we cannot understand why other people can't see the dishonesty with Hillary Clinton. How come she has so many supporters, even though they are falling behind on her? I don't understand how people cannot see the dishonesty.
I understand. You see it on Facebook all the time. Hillary supporters, and she's the greatest thing since sliced bread, or Bernie Sanders is going to save us all and give us all free stuff and no one will ever have to work again. I just wonder where that kind of mentality, that kind of naivete comes from.
It's amazing. I just don't understand it. And I don't think it's you have to be a genius or have any kind of special discernment, a gift of discernment, to see that she is dishonest. And we have seen it through her career. You know, when she was an attorney, she got fired for lying. And then they ask her if she ever lied. She says, oh, no, I don't think I've ever. I try not to lie. I don't think I've ever lied, though. I haven't.
Of course not. That's right. She got fired from the Watergate hearings for being a liar and being deceptive and all whatever the particular accusations were.
Well, maybe the old saying, all's fair in love and war and politics, those lies don't count.
Or they never change their spots, one or the other.
I don't know. It's just amazing to me. But I was happy that it was civil last night, the debate, and I felt like I didn't hear anything new. But I didn't have to endure seventh graders yelling and screaming at one another. So I appreciate you calling in, Ray. Thank you so much. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. We're on the final segment. And guess what? I have three callers holding, so we're going to get through them as fast as we can. We have Frank from Ohio. Frank, how are you today?
God bless you. Love you, Beth Ann. Hey, I was going to talk about the coal industry, but I, being an Ohio voter, and liking John Kasich, he shot himself in both feet when he was asked if Donald Trump got the nominee, if he would run for vice president. And he shot himself in both feet when he said, absolutely no way, no way, less than zero, that he would run with Donald Trump.
So well, but that was a few weeks back, and he actually said, I'm not running for VP, I'm running for president. And there were several of them that said that. You know, Ben Carson said that. But he wasn't directing it necessarily at Trump.
If he really wanted to change America and wanted change in the District of Criminals, he would have said, I'm open to it. But being...
Well, I'm not defending him 100%, but I'm going to say he was still running for president, so why were they asking him? You know, that's those talking heads that are trying to pit people in a position, and so they were trying to push him into admitting that he's not going to get president, so would you take a VP position? And he was just saying, I'm not giving up. He told them that last night. I'm not giving up yet.
Well, I wouldn't divide the vote. I'd say yes if that's what the American people want. When they passed the omnibus bill and they passed the TPP, that told us that Congress was sold out.
And that's what's created this rallying against the establishment GOP. That's what's created it. It's when they did this, the TPP, when they did not defund the Obamacare and other things. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Frank. I'm going to move on to Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing okay, Beth. I'm very disappointed. I have, don't cut me off now, I have inside information here that Beth is really, really struggling to keep the station and this program on the air. We've already lost Derry. God called him up. If you want to listen to some kind of garbage, you know, don't send her any money. You know, if you want to listen to the Sound of Silence and you want to wait till the wolf comes to your door, then don't send her any money. But if you want to be able to express your opinions and listen to the news, and I'd say Beth is pretty close to 100% on with what is going on that we don't hear from the major news stations, send her a dollar. If everybody that's listening would just send $1 this weekend, it costs you about half a dollar for a stamp. Put a $1 bill, fold it up in some paper, put it in an envelope, and send it to her P.O. box there in Missouri. If everybody sent her a dollar, I'll bet she could be funded for a couple of years. Everybody pretty much can afford a dollar. You know, the only thing that's required for evil to triumph, for evil to win, and we're talking about good and evil here. We're not talking about good and bad or good and wicked. We're talking about true pure evil. The only thing for evil to triumph is that good men and women do nothing. And lastly, if you're going to wait until the wolf comes to your door, the old adage, if we do not hang together, we shall surely hang separately. I think a lot of us are looking at being hung by ourselves and with no assistance from our neighbors, so it's time. Put a dollar in an envelope today. If you can afford more, send her some money. If she didn't ask me to do this, and I hope I'm not embarrassing her, but she needs some help. She's out there working for all of us. She's working for America. Don't do what's right this weekend. Do what is righteous. Help this woman out. Let's keep this program on the air. I don't want to lose her. We've lost Gary, and she's carrying on in his directions, and I want to see her continue. I think she's a fine woman. I've met her one time, and she's doing what's right for all of us. So if you guys want to let the wolf come and consume you and hang separately, just sit around and do nothing. Otherwise, put some money in an envelope, send it, and let's help this woman out and keep the radio station on the air. I'm sending her money. I'm going to send her money. So
thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Beth. You have a great weekend, and hope you and your family are fine, and you're doing what's righteous there, and I just hope some more of your listeners will do so.
Thank you. And we did. You know, we lost Derry. Tomorrow is my mother's birthday. I lost my mother a year ago in January, but the day that I was baking a cake for my mother was when I got a call that Derry was gone. So I'll never forget that day, March 12th, and it'll be 5 years tomorrow that we lost Derry Brownfield. We have Jim from Missouri. Jim, how are you today? What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Beth Ann. I'm a good friend of your supporter, Murray. I've known him since 84, and I've done business with him, and you won't find a better person.
Who's that? With you? Who were you?
Murray Bass.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
When I lived in Ohio, he would come to my place and put on meetings, nutritional meetings, and so on. We'd talk till 2 o'clock in the morning. He'd stay there, and he could sleep in, but I had to go milk the next morning. Anyhow, I was a big fan of Paul Harvey, and I think everybody's telling the truth about why industry moved out of the country. They say it's taxes. And Paul Harvey said, companies don't pay taxes because they figure it in their cost of production, and the consumers is taxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Derry. He's been to Kabul, and I hauled him in my covered wagon one time when he was here.
Oh, wow.
And why I say it was the unions went from one extreme to the other. In the 1980s, my brother-in-law was working at Ford, pushing a broom. He was getting paid $25 an hour, plus vacations. He could buy a new car every other year. That was a year as farmers that we was paying 18% interest,
yes.
Barely surviving.
Oh, yes.
And another experience I had in the Army, and went to Korea. When we went from basic training to Korea, we got 50 cents a day raise.
Hmm.
That's how much raise we got.
For getting bullets shot at you. That was,
yes.
For getting the bullets shot at you.
And the raises they're asking for today are ridiculous. Somebody has to pay it.
It's just
like when I was farming, if I went on vacation, I had to pay my own, plus I have to hire someone to do my work while I'm gone.
You know, and my husband in construction, you didn't get paid for vacation back in the day. You know, you took a day off. You didn't get paid for that. And you know, it's I'm going to have to let you go because we're out of time here. But I appreciate the call, Jim. It's you know, it's ridiculous. The best way to give everybody a raise is to let up on these regulations, these mandates that are killing this TPP, that are killing what's going on with the industry here in the United States. And you know what? Just lower the taxes. Quit the spending and lower the taxes, and you'll see the American people thrive. And as Donald Trump wants to say, we'll be great again. I don't know that we'll be great. But you know what? The American people, the ones who really want to work and understand independence, they'll make this nation grow and thrive again if they're given but a chance. Right now, we're just tying their hands behind their back. I appreciate all the calls today. I thank you, Mike, for what you do. It does embarrass me a little bit, but I, you know, sometimes you have to eat humble pie when you're needing help, and I am needing help. We're going into a weekend. I started to say a break. We're going into a weekend, and my wish for you is that you have a wonderful time. If you've got good weather, enjoy it. And most of all, get together with your family. And remember, we are all family, and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.